Hello, everyone. It's great to be here. Welcome to episode 15 of the Stephen D. podcast. Well, I hope everyone's doing good today. I certainly am. It's Friday. I just had an algebra test yesterday for the first time, so that's over with. So I'm in a pretty good mood. And we're going to be playing some pretty fun games on the stream today. I personally really like these two. You know, there's just something about games like the ones we're going to play, Blinded Guide and Danger on the Wheel. There's just something about those games that are fun. It's like, probably because you destroy things, like most of the games I play here. Alright. One second. Okay, good. It is working. Ty sent a message in the group that said that the player wasn't working. So I just wanted to make sure that the stream is up. And yes, we do actually have active listeners here. So it's working. Great. It's working. He had to refresh it. Nice to know. Anyway, man, I was gonna tell you all something, but I can't exactly remember what it is now. I hate it when that happens. It's freaking annoying. Oh, right. Yeah, so, you know, We're Alive, that old podcast from 2014, and they're now making Gold Rush that's supposed to come out in September of 2019. For those who don't know what it is, it's a podcast about the zombie apocalypse and the people who survived it, and oh my god, it's amazing. But anyway, I just decided to give it a second run through because it's been several years, and I'm hooked again. It's been 5 years since the last time I watched it, so I don't really remember all the details, so it's kind of like I'm watching some of it for the first time again. Either way, I'm hooked. It's a great podcast. I've binged like 5 chapters today because I had nothing better going on. You know. Ty says, I almost spilled this cherry coke all over my $200 keyboard. That'd be the real oh shit. Yeah? Yeah, it would, because at least in the regular oh shit, it only costs $0 to hit play again. Of course, it pisses people like Smoke off and everyone else, but oh yeah. Alright. So yeah. By the way, I have some interesting news for you guys, but we're gonna hold off on that for now. I'm not going to put it at the very beginning of the episode. I know that you wish I would, but, you know, sometimes it's just not how we want it to be, right? Anyway, I think it's about time we get started. Now, listen to these sirens while I get a drink of Coke and almost spill it. You hear that fizzing? Yeah. Anyway, so, first game of the day is drum roll, please. Who created this? Well, okay, so we have it open. Here we go. So, you can select an option here. I actually was going to reset my data because I've ran this once before, but all it does is it just asks you what language you want to run it in, and you select your language, and then you go to the main menu, and you have arcade mode, testing speakers. Let's do that real quick, because if you're listening to this with headphones, make sure you have them on right.
You should be hearing this in your left ear. Now, you should be hearing this in your right ear.
Very well, and I heard it as I should. So, this game, basically you have to guide Blinded Bob through the neighborhood. And you'll have different obstacles you face if you, and you have to swerve left or right around them. Now, if you go too far to the left, you're gonna go into the street and probably die. If you go too far to the right, you're going to have Oliver the mean dog maul you to death or whatever. So, it's a very pleasant summer afternoon stroll through a calm neighborhood, right? Oh, Ty says, can you hear it? Can you hear it now, Ty? I think that it's working, because it should have been all along, but... Greatness! So, I guess it was a bug with NVDA. I checked whenever I first set the profile up that... to make sure it was routed to my sound mapper, because my default device is line 1, but evidently didn't work out that way. So, oh yeah, and you can change the language, and you can read the manual. I think I should run through that real quick. Okay. So the scramble manual is a lot longer than this. Let's see, setting up. Okay, so this is actually kind of a weird turning system. The way this works is, no, you don't actually swerve. Like most of the games in the audio gaming scene where you have to turn, they actually do make you swerve left and right. You're not actually turning, you're just moving your character to the left or the right of things, and that's supposed to simulate turning. Well, this actually has you turning 45 and 90 degrees. The one thing, though, is it's kind of confusing because it doesn't pan whenever you turn. Like, you don't hear things as though you've actually turned. You just walk to the left or the right still. But... on the easy and medium level, you can hit the up arrow just to face forward automatically. Turn. And you can check your coordinates here, too. It said that the game was controlled with 3 keys. I saw 5 keys in there. And no, you're not meant to hear this. Okay, and I was just... let's play now. I think I have a pretty good idea. So, learn game sounds. Pole. So we don't want to run into that pole. Or the sewer. So that's a can. I think. Yep. Construction site. So that's a construction site. I run into those all the time in Austin, but, you know. Yeah, you better honk that horn. There's a blind guy coming. Okay, so. There's the bike, then the tree, and the hydrant here. Somebody better come and fix that fire hydrant. So, what do you say? Let's give it a go. I'm gonna play on medium. I'm not gonna go too easy, but I don't want to go too hard either, because this is my first game. Ty wants me to die. That's nice. Wow. All right. Just checking messages. Now we're ready to go. All right, Bob, get your ass out there.
Level colon 1, lines left colon 3, press enter to continue.
So you can hear Oliver over there to the right. Oh, there's a pole. 45 degrees, 0 degrees. Okay, I got it. Let's turn 45 degrees to the left, move to the left. Oh, wait, no, don't do that. Okay, clear that hydrant. Oh, 45 degrees to the left. Right, 45 degrees to the right. Facing them forward again. Oh, pole. Right. Oh. We're about to walk into the yard. Don't want to do that. Sewer. I wonder, you know, this isn't...
Level complete. Your score was 86 out of 110 points. Your score so far is 86 out of 110 points. Press enter to continue.
Hey, why didn't I get 110? What? I didn't crash into anything, you piece of crap.
Level colon 2. Lines left colon 3. Press enter to continue.
Alright. Huh, you thought I was gonna hit that pole, didn't you? You thought I was actually gonna hit that freaking pole. Woo! Alright. So this has a slightly constant motion feel to it. This could have been a constant motion game. Which, if you don't remember that, that's episode 3 of the podcast. You see, Liam, I really don't appreciate you docking me points. You think... Oh, you lose points for not walking at 0 degrees, and I didn't walk at 0 degrees for part of that time. Thanks for... That probably said it in the manual, but... So, yeah, if you aren't walking forward, straight forward... You lose points. So, maybe I won't turn 45 degrees. Maybe I'll turn 90 just to get past those obstacles really fast.
Way to go. You earned an extra life. Press enter to continue.
Oh, extra life.
Level colon 3. Okay. Level colon 4. Press enter.
Something tells me it's about to get really hard. Okay. That was close. Whew. Yeah, it definitely does get a bit harder. You see, Bob is getting more confident at the wrong time. He's like, I can do it. It's like, hey, I narrowly avoided you guys when there were only... 3 or 4 of you, but so what I'm gonna do now that there are 10 of you is speed way up. These poles sound more like swing sets, rusty old swing sets.
Level complete. Your score is 142 out of 156 points. Your score so far is 343 out of 388 points. Press enter to continue.
All right, Coke time.
Level colon 4. Lines left colon 4. Press enter to continue.
There we go.
Level
This is my first time playing it, and I'm already to level 5.
Bro.
Or not. Oh god. I almost ran into that. Finesse my way between those two things. Oh yeah. Oh, sewer. Ah, there we go. Hey, cool your jets, Oliver. Oliver. I don't even know what I just said.
Level complete. Your score is 137 out of 166 points. Your score so far is
408 out of 500. Yeah, I knew I wouldn't get a really good score. Oh, the closer you pass things, the more points you get. So you gotta, like, be just to the left or just to the right of them to get the most points. Oh, that's cool. Let's see. Ty, you're upset because your gaming headset is breaking. Well, my earbuds from my phone, which I've had for 2 months, I guess got tangled up and the right earpiece got ripped off. I did not know that was even possible, but it, like, I thought that for the Apple earbuds that the freaking earpiece cover thing couldn't come off, but oh boy, it can, and it did. So, yeah.
Level complete. Your score was 130. Way to go, you earned an extra life. Press enter to continue.
Alright, so I haven't lost any lives yet.
Level colon 5. Life left colon 5. Press enter to continue.
Well?
My pop walked into a problem. My pop got hammered. I mean literally, he got in the way of a jackhammer. At least he's a lot shorter now. Guess what, you can go back and try it again. Press enter to continue.
Okay.
Level colon 5. Life left.
Okay, let me.
My pop walked into a problem. My pop walked into a tree. The tree then fell on top. Timber, guess what? You can go back and try it again. Press enter to continue.
Let me see with those construction sites, because those are pretty wide. I think I have an idea as to how you avoid those. Also, whenever I hit view the blinded guide manual online, it opened up Super Egg Hunt. Let's see. Here. Nope, definitely don't want that. Okay. Here we go. Let's check out these construction sites. Okay, yeah, I thought it. So you have to. So whenever y'all heard my footsteps changing, it was me getting on like the grassy area, which is the boundary, the farthest I can go. So for the construction sites, you have to get on the grassy area. So, cool. I'm pretty sure. Oh. I thought I'd have the pros in here that have been helping me out, yelling at me. Don't read it, just get on the grass. But okay. There we go. So now that we lost two lives. But that's the kind of stuff that happens when you comment about how you haven't lost any lives or you're doing very good. That's just like the rule.
Level complete. Your score is 152 out of 175 points. Your score so far is 632. Level colon 6. Life left colon 3. Press enter to continue.
Okay. Hey, I'm walking at the rhythm of the music. Listen. Almost let Oliver get me. Okay, now it's actually getting pretty difficult. Come on, Bobby. Why are you speeding up? Isn't it about time you go home and take a nap or something? Aren't you getting tired? Why do you have to start running? Oh! Well,
my pop walked into a problem. My pop walked right into the street and right into the car. Pop can't case anyone. Guess what? You can go back and try it again. Press enter to continue.
Hey, at least he knows the meaning of, well, rush hour now.
Level colon 6.
Oh yeah, I got a heap of points for those two. Cause I passed them right there. Oh! Uh-oh.
My pop walked into a problem. My pop got a little too close to Oliver, or maybe it's the other way around. Either way, Oliver took a big chunk of the pop's meter. Guess what? You can go back.
Well, I'm surprised that Liam, being Liam, didn't, like, put in this gory cutscene of Bob getting torn up by the dog. I half expected him to. I'm not gonna lie. Ty says he thinks the game would be cool if checkpoints, but the thing is that the levels are kind of short. Also, I have one life left. That sucks. Oh, yeah.
My pop walk has come to an end. My pop walks straight into the hydrant. The good news is that the local community chorus is looking for a soprano singer. Pop has a new career in front of him. Your final score was 632 points out of a maximum of 729 points and you made it to level 6. Press enter to continue.
Oh, I get it. Because he hit his balls on the fire hydrant, so now apparently he's a soprano singer. Oh my god.
Oh,
of course. So that was fun. I mean, the one thing is that I don't really, you know, it's a bit boring for the first couple of levels, but now that I failed at intermediate mode, because when you fail a test, you're supposed to advance to the next level. That's the rule, right? No? Oh, I don't care. That's how it works anyway.
Level colon 1, life left colon 3, press enter to continue.
So this is hard mode. Because I wanted to play it again, but I thought the first couple of levels until about level 5 of intermediate were too easy. This here's the hardcore mode. Heck yeah. I wonder how hard level 6 of this will be. Get a little closer to that pole so I can get more points. Right next to the sewer. Okay, not that close.
Level complete. Your score is 129 out of 140 points. Your score so far is 129 out of 100. Level colon 2. Life left.
This is one very unforgiving point curve. Probably not gonna get very many points because I was just walking left for a little while. Made a bit of a blunder. Whoa! Hey, get away.
Level complete. Your score was 134 out of 145 points. Your score so far is
285 points. You know, something tells me that the people here are not very good at yard work. You know, those are good questions. First, why do you not have a cane? Well, maybe this is blinded Bob's first trip out, and he has a blind O&M teacher that apparently doesn't know he doesn't have a cane. I don't know. That's a flimsy one, because you can hear a cane tapping. But third, why do you die when you run into the can? Yeah, that's a good question, man. I've run into poles head first twice as fast, and I'm still here, aren't I?
Level complete. Your score. Way to go. You earned an extra life. Press enter to continue. Level colon 3.
Oh, yeah. Press enter to
continue. Mind pop walked into a problem. Mind pop walked straight into a garbage can. There's a fine for living, you know. Guess what? You can go back and try it again. Press enter to continue.
Well, yeah, I just threw away that soda can, too, that...
Level colon 3. Life left colon 3.
Come on, Bob. I just threw that away. Did you have to? Oh, right. He died. Pay some respect. Yeah. Okay.
Can I run into today? Mind pop walked into a problem. Mind pop walked straight into a
garbage. What? That didn't work out for me.
Colon 3. Life left colon 2. Press enter.
I know that was bad timing, but I just picked this particular second to readjust my earbuds, but I survived. It's just that the right earbud was a bit crooked. You know what I mean? Sometimes you just have to adjust your earbuds right in the middle of a game. It'd be like that sometimes. Hey! Nice. Whoops.
Level complete. Your score is 124 out of 134 points. Your score so far is 3.
Yeah, I only lost 10 points that level. I did pretty good.
Level colon 4. Life left colon 2. Present.
Level 4. Life left. Half of that. Okay. Whew. That was close. Kind of sounds like someone's plunging. I lost quite a few points on that, but there were a few scrapes. I've only encountered four construction sites so far. Dude, yeah, I don't even know how a sighted person could get around. Ty says he sort of feels like Endless Runner was based off of this, and I wonder, but I was actually about to play Endless Runner on this stream, but I don't know, man. The developer of that one deletes his game topics, likes to take his game down, or likes to take his games down and all that, and you just never know when it's going to happen. And he deleted the news topic for his Endless Runner game, so basically the only way to get news about it is he basically cut his news and his release off of the main avenue for audio games. And I could go and try to hunt down the game and figure out what's new, but I don't feel like it, you know. And it was sad because he did that a week before this episode, and I actually had that on this episode's agenda because it is similar to Blinded Guide quite a bit. But you know what? Worked out. So, it's all good. Hey, I got one of those lives back. We're running now. Well, local headlines read, crap was not the only thing plopping into the sewers tonight. Oh my gosh, man. What would... Yeah, power-ups would make this game pretty cool. Yeah, I think it is every two levels. I think on normal, on intermediate mode, you get a life every three levels, I think. Okay. Let's try it again, you guys. I don't think I'm gonna make it. Oh, you can skip those? Didn't know that. Most games, including Scramble, don't let you skip death messages. Those turning beats are very subtle. You have to pay attention. Hey, look at it. I made it. Oh, yeah. I made it, you guys. Oh, my gosh. That was awesome. I didn't think I would. All right. There we go. I passed two things at once. Whoa! Hey, where did that come from?
Game over.
Indeed. Mind Bob got hammered. I mean literally, he got in the way of a jackhammer. At least he's a lot shorter now. Your final score was 625 points out of a maximum of 713 points and you made it to level 6. Press enter to continue.
You know, in terms of score, that wasn't actually really worse than the intermediate game. I got 600, I think, 29 on that. I don't know, something. So, what time is it here? 5:35? Is it really 5:35? Wow, so we've been going for 35 minutes and we have another game to play, right? Too bad I don't, you know, have anything. Do I have something to say? I thought I did. I thought I had something really important to tell you guys, but I don't know. Jeez. Yeah, I drew a blank. I don't know. I was supposed to tell you guys something, but I guess not. Let's move on to the next game. Let's see. Danger. Oh. Yeah. There it is. Found it. Now, what I was going to tell you guys, in all seriousness, is because basically what I've decided is that, because it's kind of been the convention, a lot of any public news relating to Scramble has been posted on my podcast. So, I'm going to give you an update. And listen very carefully, because I don't want you to hear one part of this and take off running with it, because if you contact me in regards to half of what I said, I probably won't respond, because it's not what I said, it's just half of what I said. So, well, yeah. So, here we go. In terms of new feature additions, Scramble is complete. Okay? Now don't get your hopes way up, because it's not ready to be released yet. We still need to get the registration system done. And then what I'm going to have is I'm going to have all my testers test the hell out of the game. We're going to have an entire month just dedicated to beta testing, so that I can make sure it's a very polished, as error-free and bug-free as possible product, so that I don't make people buy something that's riddled with errors. And you know, there's no such thing as a perfect program. Nobody has ever released a perfect piece of software, but I think that doing a month of intense testing and bug fixing and balance tweaking will get it as close to perfect as possible. Because, you know, Scramble isn't a huge game. It's pretty small in comparison. So a month should be enough time to test it out. But like I said, I also have to figure out registration system. And a lot of my testers are, they're having a pretty busy summer. So I'm going to wait until their summer calms down to start the official testing month. But yeah, basically, the game itself is complete. I'm not adding any more modes than what we have. I'm not going to implement new features, you know, anything like that before the main release. We're just going to do tweaking and balance fixing and bug checking and all the great polishing stuff, right? So I just wanted to give you guys that update, because I know that people have been worried that, oh, he's never going to release Scramble because he's never going to be content with it. I mean, first of all, you know, I'm in college. Second of all, I am going to be content with it, but it has to be complete. And now it is complete, and I am content with it. So, yeah, pretty exciting stuff. Just got registration system and beta month. So I'm thinking a couple months here. I haven't set an exact release date, and I'm not going to set a release date until beta month begins. So, yeah. I'm not even gonna say a day until I know that I can meet that day, alright? Ty asks, will you be able to play it all without paying? Yes, you will be able to play. My plan for the thing is that you will be able to play normal mode, but you won't get variations, you won't get achievements, you won't get to post your scores, you won't accumulate stats. All you're going to get to do is make sure the game works and get a feel for its mechanics, because that's a demo. Basically, that's what happens if you go and demo something at a store. You know, you get to see how it works, but you don't get to add a personal touch to it because it's not yours. And until you buy the game, it's not yours. Ty says I should release it on a podcast. I'm not going to do that because I want to release it in the morning on a day that I don't have anything going on. That way, should any weird things happen, I will be there to address them right away. And yes, $10 will be the price. So yeah, there you guys, is my big announcement for the, and, one more thing, though, is that I'm going to do a podcast before the game is released, and I know we did this in episode 5 where I had a Scramble podcast, but this will be a full-on formal demonstration. It's not going to have a funny title. It's not going to have me and my best friends here joking around and trolling each other. It's just gonna be me here formally telling you, this is what Scramble is, this is what you got, this is how it works, and answering all your questions once again, because I know that a couple have been asked here, but nobody's gonna remember that. They're gonna want to look at the formal episode. Ty says he's having trouble connecting to my website. That's weird. No, it's working for me. But yeah, so, you know what? I think that it's time for some danger on the wheel. What do you think? But, you know, whenever I said I was in a good mood at the beginning of this episode, that's actually one of the reasons I'm in a good mood. I just didn't want to say anything until, you know, now. All right. So,
Uriel Gomez presents,
quite flamboyantly,
3, 3, 2, 1, 1.
Ow.
Danger on the wheel. Welcome to Danger on Play Survival Mode.
Okay. So, sorry about that.
Alexa, help with the mic, colon, combo box, Microsoft sound, member, relax.
I like
Danger on the wheel.
Exit.
Danger on the
wheel. Play Survival Mode.
So, what we have is a very simple game where you drive around a grid in your car and knock down cones to get points while avoiding crashing into the wall. And you can play two different modes of this. You have the survival mode here.
Time trial.
And that.
Enter the shop.
And then you have a shop where, because when you play, you're going to earn coins. And you can enter the shop and buy stuff.
Learn game sounds.
Then you have the game sounds here.
Exit.
Yeah.
Learn game. Choose a sound with the up and down arrow keys and press enter to listen to it.
Now that is one thing I think is pretty cool, is that when you hit a menu option, it sounds like a car peeling out.
Go back.
So, go back. That's just not a sound. If you play that, you're
gonna... Cone.
So here's a cone. These are what you try to knock over.
Coin cone.
Here's a coin cone, and this will give you coins. This is how you earn the coins that you spend in the shop, is by knocking one of these over.
Bomb.
Oh, that's funny the way he says that. It's so ominous.
Bomb.
Wow.
bomb.
Yeah, that's kind of ear-piercing, but there's a bomb.
Bomb explodes without hitting your car. A bomb explodes and kills you.
There you go. Hey, I mean, if I was driving, the car would have a lot of soda in it. And that's what that sounded like. It sounded like a bunch of Coke cans went flying.
A hole is opening.
Uh-oh.
Opened hole. You're close to a wall.
So, yeah, you don't want to run into the hole. If you run into that, you'll die. But those appear after level 3, I believe. Yeah.
You're close to a wall.
So.
You hit a wall.
Yeah, those are the walls, and you don't want to hit a wall.
You're running out of fuel. Warning, low fuel, recharge.
Now, I don't think that should have been in the Learn Game Sounds menu, honestly, because it says warning, low fuel in the sound. But, you know.
You lose a life because fuel gets too low.
So, yeah, if your fuel runs out, you will lose a life. Yeah.
Fuel recharge. You hit the right spell switch. You hit the wrong spell switch. You raise a level. You get more than one cone in 1 second and get more time for the time trial. Bullet 1. Bullet 2.
Bullet 2 here.
Bullet 3. Bullet 4. Car hit by bullet.
So, those are the different bullets. Ow.
A bullet hits a wall. Go back.
Okay, so let me explain some of that stuff. The bullets, they appear after level 3 as well, and they will fly around, and if one of them hits you, you know it hurts.
Bullet, you get more than one cone, and you hit the wrong spell switch.
Spell switches? What these do is they refuel you, and we'll see them on the field. There's a G, A, and an S. You have to run over the G, then the A, then the S, and it will refuel you. And if you hit G and then S, or G, A, and then A or G again or whatever, you get that error sound.
You hit the wrong.
But if you hit G, A, and S,
you...
There you go.
You hit the right. You raise a level. You get more than one cone.
And then you fuel. And get
Welcome to Learn Game. Okay. Enter the time to play survival
mode.
So
let's play survival mode real quick. It's been a long time since I played this game. Oh, yeah. And you can press enter to skip this. Or one of those keys. Got my coin cones. Hey, there we go.
You managed to score.
I hit escape, and here's why.
And you were
because
on
I forgot to explain a couple survival of things. First of all, when you're driving on this, you're constantly going forward or backwards, no matter what, unless you're holding down the left or right arrow. So. If you want to go from driving forward to backwards, you hit the up or down arrow respectively, and you hold down left and right arrows to turn. And while you're driving, you're constantly speeding up until you hit those turning keys, and then you're slowing down while you're turning. So,
exit. Play yeah. Survival mode.
I think there's a way to turn down this music. I don't want to run into the S yet. And sounds decrease in pitch when they're behind you.
G.
Knocking these cones down. Let me find the A. 123 fuel. You check that with F. Where's the S? I'm wasting too much time looking for the fuel switches and not knocking down cones. Oh crap. There's a bomb.
Warning. Low fuel. Recharge.
There we go. These cones make a weird noise when you knock them down.
G, 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 G.
Here we go. Whoa, bomb. I was too close. Yeah, they've got kind of a big radius. I hate the bomb. Whoa. It's okay, I got my fuel anyway. Oh, wait. Ooh. There's a bullet, you guys. That was a bullet. But it hit the wall to the left. Whoa. Put the fuel in my gas hole. Oh crap. Wall. You can also check how many cones are remaining before you level up by pressing enter. Whoa! We have bullet 2 over there, and it just hit me. Hit the G and that coin cone. Okay, good. Whoa! See, I haven't actually played this since holes and bullets were implemented. And you press L to check your lives, by the way. Okay, so I'm good on fuel. There's a hole and a bullet. Lovely. Oh god. There's too much going on, you guys. Hey, at least Oriole's over there cheering me on, going, ay, 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 ay. Ooh. Ow! That wasn't nice. I hit the wall. It sounds like an electric force field. It's kind of cool. Wall over there. Whoa. It's a good thing I got the G when I did, because I drove into a hole. Don't mind me. Bob couldn't walk straight, so he just wanted to try driving, and he fails at that too. Hey, Don't shoot me. I don't deserve that. What did I ever do to you? Hey.
You managed to score.
I thought I was gonna avoid it.
2,600 points. And you were on level 5. Welcome to Play Survive. Time to enter the learn, set, exit. Send your score to UrielGomez.com.
So, yeah. A few things of note. First of all, I hate bombs. Second of all, I hate bullets. And third of all, I hate the freaking holes. Oh, wait. I mean, those are all the things that make the game challenging, I guess. Oh my gosh. That was funny. So Ty said I should play the exit mode.
Exit.
Huh. Doesn't seem to work. He must not have implemented it.
Welcome to Danger on the Play Survival Mode.
So there's that.
Time to play Survival
now,
Mode.
Now, so that was Survival Mode, and another thing I want to note that is on a serious note this time is generally the G, A, and S will kind of be a triangle on the board. Each time you hit them, they respawn in a random position, but what's generally going to happen is that G is going to be farthest to the left, then A in the middle, and then S to the far right. That's generally how these things are laid out.
Time trial.
Now let's play time trial. In the survival mode, you just try to see how long it can survive. But in time trial, the way it works is that you start off with 30 seconds to destroy a certain number of cones. And you can press enter to see how many are left, of course. You're on a smaller grid, though, and if you succeed, you level up, so the seconds decreases by one, but the number of cones increases by one, and you just do that for as long as you possibly can, because if you don't destroy all the cones in the allotted time, the game's over. So I actually really like this mode, even though there aren't, like, bombs and stuff to make it more challenging. It's really fun.
Time trial.
Let's do it. Yeah, press enter to skip that. Whoa. Okay, level 2. Got a coin cone. So I have 9 coins, and you press C to check it. Ooh. I don't think coin cones do anything in this. Oh, I have to hit one more cone. We're on level 3. You quit counting down at me. It's not New Year's. Level 6. Survival mode, the walls don't do any damage, so you can just bounce off of them to warp. They can actually be pretty useful in this. Uh-oh. that come with 0 seconds to spare? That got really intense for a second. 8, you guys. Actually, no, it's level 10.
6, 5, 4, 5, 3, 3, 2,
1, crap.
0.
I died.
Game over.
Well, that didn't work.
You managed a score of 154 points. And you were on level 10. Welcome to Danger on the
Wheel. Well, that was level 10.
Play survival mode.
I think I did pretty good. Oh my gosh, man. That was great.
Time trial.
Play I'm gonna survival try survival mode. Mode one more time, and then I think we'll call it a day. Let's see if I can get above level 6. Or level 5. Now, I don't know if the scoreboards are still active. I'll have to see. I love this music, though. It's like, it's a random assortment of, like, Foley sounds to a beat. Oh, bomb. Far away from that. Boom. Wait, I think each time you do this, it gives you an extra life. Okay, there we go. Woo! No, never mind. I thought it gave you an extra life whenever you refueled, but it doesn't. Oh, cool. We have a bullet next to the coin. Oh, that was close. Now I have 12 coins. Thirteen. Yeah. Gotta hit 4 cones. Now 3.
What?
Now just 1. And of course there's bombs everywhere. God. Can you imagine if he was cool enough to put this on a time limit? Okay, level 4, so the holes will start popping up. Whenever I encounter bombs, I find like the place where there are no bombs and then just hit quickly move forward and back so I can stay quote unquote stationary. Hey! I didn't know it was going that way. Oh, that was cool. It was like the bombs blew holes in the ground. Oh, there's another bullet. Hey, I don't even know what I just ran into.
You managed a score of 79,500 points, and you were on level 5. Welcome to Danger on the Wood. Play survival mode.
Well, I was on level 5. Now before we go, let me show you the shop, because those coins that you run into,
enter.
You can spend them.
16 coins. Use the up-down arrow to see what you can buy.
So, I have 16 coins, so I don't think I can afford anything, but let's see.
Enlarge the grid to 31 by 31 for 2 coins.
Okay, so you can actually enlarge the grid permanently, thus giving you more room to move around and I guess escape the bombs too. Oh my gosh. Because those things have a wicked radius, and especially when you have to avoid other stuff and you're focused on it, yeah, you're gonna get blown up.
I have 7 coins left there, you have 0 right there.
Okay, a neutralizer, that would have been useful. That would have neutralized the bombs and stuff. Like, if I used that, it would have just wiped them away, so I wouldn't have to worry about them anymore. That is an automatic refueler. It'll just refuel me if my fuel gets too low, so I don't have to go look for the stuff. This, you know, if you start out the game with 4 lives instead of 3 and so on. And a turbo will speed you up. If you hit Z, it's a temporary thing, but still.
Go back.
Yeah, so those are the different little interesting upgrades you can get. This game has changed quite a bit since I last played it, and I think he uploaded this new version, what, a year ago? So it has been a while.
Well, send your score to uriolgomez.com.
Let's see what happens if I try to send my score, though.
Please input your name with no accents or special symbols.
Let's see.
Two.
Heavy.
Chains.
Two heavy chains. Got it.
Welcome to Danger on the Wheel.
Now, I don't know if that actually works.
Send your score to uriolgomez.com.
And you can resend the score even though it's already sent. That's a little bug. But I don't know if my score posted or not, because it just drummed at me and then went back to the menu. So maybe it did, maybe it didn't.
Exit.
Well, anyway, I think that's enough of that game. And with that, you know, we have our music again. Yeah, Abdullah just joined the stream. Yeah, I did actually make an announcement about Scramble. You will want to pick the archive, because I'm not going to repeat it at the end of the episode. But yeah, so check the archive out if you want the announcement I made. In other news, we have a podcast coming up on June 28th, same time, same place. It's going to, man, I need to quit saying that so much, but it's going to be over BK3 again. We're going to continue our adventure. We're going to go, oh my God, we're going to go to 3-4 and into stage 4 and continue on from there. You know, check out the last part of BK3 and episode 14 to see why I didn't go to 3-3. But, or why I didn't go to 3-4, and you'll see why. It's actually really funny. You might want to catch up on the BK3 Let's Play anyway if you haven't seen any of it. That's episode 12 and 14. So, I have had quite a bit of fun today. But, you know, it's about time to quit making Bob. We're just going to say Bob was behind the wheel, too, because of how bad he did. It's time to quit making Bob explore the real world. Just let him go back inside. I think he's had enough fun today. Oh, Bob. Yeah. This is why blind people don't get driver's license, you guys. That's pretty funny. So I'm going to shut down the Discord here. Now, again, if you want to subscribe to the podcast, you can go to stephend.net/podcast to do so, or you can look me up on TuneIn. I'm going to try and get this into more directories if possible. Other than that, you can also contact me about this episode on stephend.net/podcast. If you feel like it and have the means to, you can drop in a donation, and you can also join the Skype, Discord, and what have you before the next one. Well, have a great one, folks.